Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day where there's an attempt to answer all kinds of great questions by Hollywood. What happens if there's a nuclear war here on Earth between Russia and the U.S. and there are Russian cosmonauts and U.S. astronauts together on the International Space Station? Well, that's one question. There's another question about America's first recognized, canonized Catholic saint, Mother Cabrini. There's a new movie by the same people who made the very popular film Sound of Freedom that is coming out about Mother Cabrini. We'll be reviewing both of those. We will also be speaking to some of the family members of hostages who were kidnapped and held hostage now for more than 100 days since October 7th in Gaza. We'll be speaking to some of those family members who are making an appearance here at a panel discussion event in Seattle coming up on Sunday. We'll be speaking to them very directly. Also, a new suggestion of a way that President Trump and Joe Biden could actually settle one of their most bitter arguments. We will get to that as well. But first up, we have a Call of the Week classic. This one from involving unidentified flying objects or aerial phenomena. This from August of 2010. Listen.
Of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. But I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about the what seems to be a pretty good sized cover up.
I'm one of those people who believes that there are those in the government who are hiding what they know about UFOs. It's time for the truth to be brought out, that UFOs are not U.S. or Soviet devices. All we can do now is wait for some actions by the UFOs.
One night, my brother and I and a friend of ours were driving real slow in a deserted area, and we saw a little alien craft. And it was
You hadn't had a few beers or anything?
Well, we might have inhaled a substance or two.
Uh-huh. Houston, we have a problem.
But it was there, and it was no doubt.
Hundreds of high-ranking military officers, pilots, defense intelligence personnel, astronauts, scientists, all main that as a result of experiences during the performance of their official duties, they have come to believe that some UFOs are not only real crafts, but probably extraterrestrial in origin.
I think that the vast majority of people probably think I'm nutty.
I have complete possession of my faculties.
It's about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm at the wheel, and I look off the port bow, and there's this huge white light underneath the surface of the water. I wake my brother up, and I said, John, you got to see this. So he wakes up, he looks at it, and he says, let's go check it out. So we start heading for it, and it starts coming at us because, you know, we were converging with our speeds. It goes right by the boat. I mean, I'm leaning over the side. I'm looking at this thing, and I can't remember if it was a humming sound or a vibration sound. This thing goes right by the boat. It goes right over the northern horizon. It looked to me like it wasn't more than 15 or 20 feet across, and it was the typical two saucers put together with a light swirling around the middle of it.
Ezekiel saw obviously amazing objects in the sky. Daniel was confronted by the supernatural being. Obviously, God uses angels, and then there's always the fallen angels, and the UFOs are they're part of the whole deal. So it's they've been here since the beginning, and they'll be here in the end. I mean, even Christopher Columbus said he saw a UFO, didn't he?
Not that I know of.
You've got some really highly credible people saying the extraordinary, and people have ignored it because the phenomena and the community surrounding it has got a lot of crackpots and nutcases and a lot of sensational stuff going on that has nothing to do with reality. It's time for the truth to be brought out.
Very curious. Very interesting. I think man is the most interesting insect on Earth. Don't you?
And Marvin the Martian, of course, gets the last word. Meanwhile, how would Martians look at what's going on in the United States right now? They did solve the government shutdown. The government is not shutting down or even partially shutting down tonight at midnight as it was originally scheduled to do. Jake Tapper had some fairly harsh words about the congressional spending and financing the government process. This is Jake Tapper on CNN.
Back to our politics lead, but not the presidential race. And yes, this is a story that I've told you countless times over the past 10 years. And I can't believe I have to tell it to you again, but the U.S. government is supposed to run out of money tomorrow. And the U.S. government could shut down, although Congress is currently working on a short-term fix right now. Let's go to Manu Raju on Capitol Hill. Manu, I can't believe we're doing this again. It's just staggeringly incompetent and disgraceful. All right, moving on. This afternoon, the Senate passed a bill to keep the government open until early March. What's the House going to do?
Well, they're about to pass it, Jake, and guess what? They're going to have to do this again in just over a month's time because this is just a short-term spending bill.
Okay, that's just a long-term problem. They really do have to improve this process. Meanwhile, one of the improvements in the presidential campaign process that was advocated by Nikki Haley is that public office holders who are over 75 ought to take some kind of cognitive test to make sure they're operating on all cylinders. And President Trump, at a recent campaign event, recalled his own cognitive test and his remarkable performance. Listen, this is clip 10A.
He said, well, is there a heart test? It can be hard. I said, look, I got to take it because I got to shut it up. And I took it, and I aced it. I think it was 30 questions. And let me tell you, you know, they always show you the first one, like a giraffe, a tiger, or this, or that, a whale. Which one is the whale? Okay, and that goes on for three or four, and then it gets harder and harder and harder, and then it's multiplied 3,293 times four, divide by three. They have plenty of tough stuff, but those last 15, 20 questions, I guarantee you Biden couldn't get by number three. I think he'd probably get the whale.
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel was inspired by President Trump's recollection. Listen.
You know, there's only one way to find out. You should both take the test on TV together. Let's skip these debates and turn it into a game show. I want to see Stable McGenius figure out 3,293 times 4 divided by 3. I really do.
It would be an exciting way to. That would he also stay out of that competition the same way that he stayed out of debates? I don't know. Meanwhile, there is a very serious issue involving what happens next in Gaza. There are still over 130 hostages being held. There is news that comes by now and again of hostages being killed. Some of them we don't know how, others we know that it was in crossfire and other difficult situations. We're going to be speaking coming up to two relatives, the father of a kidnapped young man and his sister. The young man, whose name is Nimrod Cohen, is still in captivity. His family members, along with other family members of Israeli hostages in Gaza, are providing a panel conversation here in Seattle on Sunday. More information about that available at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back talking about the latest on bringing the hostages home.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I think people have a general knowledge about the hostages who are being still held by the terrorists of Hamas being held in Gaza. It's interesting, here in Seattle, we have an effort to, quote, shut down Seattle for Palestine, but no reference at all to the nearly 140 Israelis who are still being held as hostage, some of them as young as 1 year old. There's an event coming up on Sunday afternoon. It's an event you can read about at our website at michaelmedved.com, featuring family members of the hostages as part of the Bring Them Home initiative. Two of those family members join us now, Yehuda and Romy Cohen. They are the father, respectively, and sister of Nimrod Cohen, who is still in captivity. Your son, your brother, Nimrod, how many days has he been held prisoner?
Today is 104 days.
104 days. How old is Nimrod?
He's 19 years old. Actually, he's my twin brother.
Wow. And were you present when he was taken prisoner?
No, we were at our home in the safe room when there was a red alarm.
And go ahead.
Yeah, he was outside near Kibbutz Leim with his friends. And they were taking them.
Have you had any contact with him at all in the last 104 days?
No, nothing.
No, even on October 7th, we texted him, and we didn't get any response. And on Saturday at noon, we found out that he was kidnapped by watching a video that was released by Hamas on YouTube. And we saw him being taken captive with his friends. And one of them was murdered, actually, on that day.
There were at least 1,200 people, some people say more than 1,400 people, who were murdered on that day. In terms of... what is going on now is so striking to me, that there are people here in the United States who come to demonstrations and are calling for a ceasefire. What is the message you would send to those people about the importance and the priority about bringing the hostages home?
The importance is that innocent normal people like you, like me, like everybody, were taken by force, cruelly, as hostages, as cattle, just for a bargain. And some of them are sick, some of them are wounded, shot wounded, some of them are molested, some of them were raped. People are dying there. Hostages are dying. And every day it's getting worse. They are kept with the very cruel conditions inside tunnels, with minimum food. And we want them back. We want us. I want my son back. I want all of them to come back. And
has Hamas attempted to send any message to families like yours? You're trying to get back your 19-year-old son, your 19-year-old twin brother. Have you gotten any message from the terrorists who took these prisoners?
The only message the family of hostages, all of us, the only message we got is a video that Hamas released of hostages that the day after they released their bodies because they murdered them in captivity. So the only message is seeing our loved ones in a video when you can see that they're sick, they're thin, they didn't eat. You can see in their eyes that they've been through a lot of stuff, a lot of hard things, and that's what we get. We we only get their conditions, how hard they are, and a day after even, you can see them that they're dead in the videos that show dead people that were alive when they were kidnapped.
The Hamas is proud of those videos. They want to circulate them around the world, right?
Yes, they use psychology, terror.
Nothing more. See what we can do. I mean, their goal, all the Hamas ideology is to kill people, to murder people. That's their goal.
Do you?
I think the reason they're doing that is the pressure of the Israeli government for a deal and for a quick ceasefire, and then let's talk about the deal. I think that's why they are releasing those videos of the kidnappers suffering or dead. And that's more or less what I see as the reason.
Had you ever been to Gaza, inside Gaza, before your son and your brother was taken hostage?
No, we never been to Gaza.
We can't go to Gaza.
I assume not.
Israeli people go to Gaza. They're gonna. They'll be dead. They'll be kidnapped. Maybe they'll be murdered. We can't go there.
And what can Americans do? I know people can come to this event that is taking place in Seattle on Sunday. Again, if people want to show their concern, their support for you and your situation, what would you urge them to do?
Well, there are many things. Starting from donating money, raising the awareness in social media, like posting stuff that is related to the hostages, and talking about it online, raising the awareness of this issue. And also, it can be as simple as just picking up the phone and calling people they know with connections that could put pressure. And even anything that can be used to start the negotiating again and to bring them home.
Amen to that, and I wish you Shabbat Shalom. Information about this event, an extraordinary event that is scheduled for Sunday night, this Sunday at 4 p.m., it's at our website at michaelmedved.com. Go there and find out more about the effort to bring them home now. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March. sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st. A top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask, can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, while the world burns with ongoing struggles in Gaza, in terms of an exchange of missiles by Iran and Pakistan. Pakistan is a nuclear power. Iran is almost a nuclear power. With all of that going on, there is also great concern about a threat to democracy here in the United States, right in our own country. One of the voices that have been raised, it's a voice on Fox News, warning about the dangers to democracy. The warning from Donald J. Trump. Listen, this is clip six.
Biden is a threat to democracy. He's an absolute threat to democracy. He's very dangerous for a couple of reasons. Number one, he's grossly incompetent, which is the number one reason. But he's also... actually, in his own way, it's not him. It's the people that surround him. You got some very bad people surrounding him at that desk. You have people running the Department of Justice surrounding him. They're young and they're smart and they're communists and they're Marxists and they're fascists. And they're running this country. They're running it right into the ground. But I don't think the Supreme Court would do it because you can't take the vote. You know, I'm leading in every poll. I'm leading Biden, but I'm leading the remaining Republicans.
Polls,
two of them, and they're barely hanging on. How can you possibly take the vote away?
The polls actually some of the polls have shifted to give Biden. Look, it's very close between Trump and Biden. The question right now is what happens in New Hampshire, because there is an ongoing live Republican fight for the nomination. If Nikki Haley does what many people had thought impossible and actually beats Trump in New Hampshire. This is President Trump speaking about his likely opponent for the presidency, Joe Biden. Clip 5.
He can't put two sentences together. He can't find the stairs off a stage, which there are a lot of them up there, believe me, they're all over the place. He can't find his way off a stage when he makes a very short speech, and it has to be short because it can't be long. He can't negotiate. You look at what's happening. The whole world is blowing up. You know, Viktor Orban, the prime minister of Hungary, very tough guy, smart guy, brilliant guy, very respected, but tough. They asked him what's going on with the world. He said one thing, very simple, bring back Trump. When Trump was here, everybody was afraid of Trump. Now, I don't want to say that because I don't like that word, but he said it.
Okay, this is an endorsement by Viktor Orban, who is considered an authoritarian threat to democracy himself. Then there's also this from President Trump about Nikki Haley and why he doesn't think she could be a potential candidate really successfully for anything. This is clip 4.
Two impeachments that went nowhere. They went absolutely nowhere. But, I mean, if I were a softer individual, and I'll tell you something, Ron DeSantis or Nikki or anybody else, if they were in my position, if they were here, they would have been hit just as hard. These people play tough, much tougher than the Republicans play, and the Republicans have to get tougher. But Nikki would, I know Nikki very well, she worked for me for a long time, she would not be able to handle that position, she would not be able to handle the onslaught. With all of that being said, within the Republican Party, I want to bring unity, and within the nation, I want to bring unity. And, you know, unity is going to come from success.
Uh-huh. President Biden, today a remarkably good day for the American economy with a record increase in consumer sentiments and the stock market going up almost 400 points, 395 points, the Dow Jones up, the S&P 500 at their highest ever. And President Biden responded to Donald Trump calling America a failed nation. This is clip 3.
And now, my predecessors like to say, America is a failing nation. In my faith, bless me, Father, for your sin. I mean, come on. A failing nation. And by the way, did you hear he wants to see the stock market crash? Because he does not want it now. We're doing well. He acknowledges it. By that, we're doing pretty damn well economically and gotten better. He wants to see the stock market crash. You know why? He doesn't want to be the next Herbert Hoover. As I told him, he's already Hoover. He's the only president to be president for 4 years and lose jobs, not gain a job. Come on, man. You know, some of the things he said, well, I don't get started.
No, don't get started. It's not fair to Herbert Hoover, who had the very bad luck to come into the presidency within a year of the stock market crash and the beginnings of the Great Depression. All of this, you begin to wonder what the deciding factors are going to be when the election actually reaches some kind of climax. There's a new poll about one of the interesting races, and it's the race between Tom Suozzi, who's a former member of Congress, and this is for a congressional seat on New York District 3. And Tom Suozzi, the Democrat, is running against a very promising Republican named Mazi Malesa-Pilip. Mazi Malesa-Pilip is running at 42%. Tom Suozzi at 45%, with only 9% undecided. Right now, it's virtually a tie. They're within the margin of error. And this is very dramatic because Mazi Melissa Pilip is Ethiopian, born in Ethiopia. She is a very much a person of color. She's also Israeli. She is a veteran of the Israel Defense Forces, where she was a paratrooper. She has two master's degrees from Israeli universities, and she is a conservative Republican and a believer in a very strong defense for the United States, where she is very proud to be a naturalized citizen. She'll never be able to run for president. She wasn't born here, but she is an exciting figure for the Republican future. Coming up on the Medved Show, there are two interesting movies. One of them takes a very promising premise. And it takes that premise and asks what would happen if a nuclear war broke out between America and Russia. And what would happen to people, cosmonauts and astronauts, three Russians, three Americans, who were stationed together at the International Space Station. The movie is called ISS. That's International Space Station. I think it's a terrible title and people won't entirely get it. Another film which a lot of people have been waiting for is the first attempt at a film biography of Mother Cabrini. And that name may be somewhat familiar. She was the first American to be canonized as a saint of the Catholic Church. Why? Well, the movie tells you why. She was a nun from Lombardy in Italy who came to the United States and did amazing things. We'll tell you about these two films and more coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Just a reminder as we go into a wintry weekend, and I hope that everybody gets some kind of relief from inclement and difficult weather wherever you happen to be. But wherever you happen to be, you should consider taking advantage of the special limited time offer for 20% off a MedHead Plus membership, which gives you commercial-free, on-demand broadcasts of the Michael Medved radio show in podcast form. You can download it anytime you want. This also provides a MedHead Plus membership, provides the ability to stream any and all audio programs that are in the Michael Medved History Store, including the detailed background on the struggle in the Middle East, the American Revolution series, the series on Dr. Martin Luther King, on Theodore Roosevelt, what was so great about President Reagan, and more. That's all available with for free for MedHead Plus members, and the MedHead Plus membership is right now 20% off. Go to michaelmedved.com, or you can go to michaelmedvedhistorystore.com and sign up and join us. Meanwhile, we have the very latest from Hollywood. And this is a time of year where everybody is waiting for the Oscar nominations and then for the Oscars. And basically, they tend to put movies here that aren't exactly Oscar bait. But one of the movies that is released is certainly an ambitious film. It's a film called ISS. The film stands for the title for the International Space Station. And you hear about stories about the International Space Station. They have astronauts and cosmonauts from many countries. But primarily, they use a Soyuz rocket to get up there. And when they go to the International Space Station, it's predominantly Americans and Russians. So what would happen in this movie when a American astronaut, played by Ariana DeBose, who's an Oscar winner, she won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for the West Side Story remake. And here she's playing Dr. Foster, who is a... an American astronaut, and she joins three Russian cosmonauts, and they're on the International Space Station when World War III breaks out. There's a nuclear war down on Earth, and the Americans get a last message from Earth: take over the space station, take control of it by any means necessary. And the what plays out is both unexpected and very difficult to understand. Listen.
War has broken out below, and we were told to take the ISS by any means necessary.
If we got orders from our government to take control...
What do you suggest we do now?
The Russians got the same orders as us. They just struck first.
Struck first?
Okay, they struck first. There is a very well done scenes that show people in weightless conditions floating through this enclosed space at the space station. There are some sexual slash romantic secrets that are revealed in the course of these confrontations. And again, special effects are very convincing and appealing. But of the last half of the movie, you have no idea what's going on. And when I say that this has a coherence problem, it's a beyond a coherence problem. It becomes something of a slasher movie with knives and head injuries and blood and basically with no way of figuring out what the resolution actually is. The performances are all fine, and Ariana DeBose has no reason to be embarrassed by appearing in this movie, but I think people who will go to it will have many reasons to be frustrated. It is rated an R, and it's a very serious R for for lots of blood, and partially what happens in weightless conditions is the blood, just drops of it fly up rather than heading toward gravity. Rated R for extreme violence and some intense sexual references. 1.5 stars for ISS. It's a very frustrating movie to watch. Very different is a big new religious epic that is coming out across the country, not just for selective screening, but it's coming out across the country a couple of weeks from now. But it's a film called Cabrini, and it is about Mother Cabrini, who in the late 19th century was a nun who came from Italy, defying initially the wishes of her church superiors, and came to the United States, where Italian immigrants had arrived by the millions and were deeply oppressed and facing deep prejudice and contempt from some of the American society to which they found themselves. The film is made by, it is directed by Alejandro Gomez Monteverdi, who's the same naturalized American citizen. He is from Mexico, but he created the very popular film The Sound of Freedom. And this film has some of the high production values that you would associate with that film. Beautiful sets and costumes and some fine performances, including supporting performances by John Lithgow and David Morse. Listen.
My sisters, if we are to build an empire of hope, it seems we must first conquer New York. In America, the greatest nation on earth, rats have it better than the children of Five Points.
It's not safe. Not for you. Be careful. This place will eat you alive.
Doctors tell me 5 years.
5 would be a miracle.
In that case, I should not open them. I need an orphanage with more room, where my children can be children.
I'd like you to keep your crime and your filth out of this neighborhood.
The mayor will find a way to get you out.
You have an election coming up. Do not.
I believe I'm being threatened by a nun.
Okay, that's John Lithgow playing a fictionalized mayor of New York. The actress who playing Mother Cabrini is outstanding, and she actually looks like Mother Cabrini if you look at the photographs. Her name is Cristiana Del Anna. Many of the cast members are Italian. Some of the dialogue is in Italian and subtitled. The film only takes a small part of Mother Cabrini's life, because she traveled all over the world setting up hospitals and orphanages and efforts to help the suffering and the oppressed. And then she was canonized, and today there are still organizations here in Seattle. We still have a Cabrini clinic that is set up by her name. And no, this has nothing to do with the ill-fated housing project Cabrini Green in Chicago, which became, well, notorious because, like many housing projects, there were real problems with its administration and its inhabitants. 2.5 stars for Cabrini, which is a long and a serious film. It's about 2.5 hours long, but is also a deeply moving and satisfying. It is rated PG-13. There are some scenes of violence in what were called slums, particularly the Five Points neighborhood in New York in Lower Manhattan, but called slums years ago. 2.5 stars, rated PG-13, and coming to theaters soon. Okay, next time on The Medved Show, there is a real question about the pastors who are rallying behind Donald Trump, who insists that he is a righteous man. Now, I'm not sure Trump himself would put the reasons to support him in precisely the same way. We'll also be looking at an apology from Vladimir Putin to angry Russians for the war in Ukraine. No, it's something else, which we will cover. And there is a new trend of banning cell phones in schools. That's a particularly focused trend in Western Washington. We'll cover all of that and much more on Monday, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.